is November 29th, 2023. The time is 20 minutes to 9 o'clock. I am Connor Thomas, alternate for Skip Cook, who is on his way. However, we decided we're going to go ahead and try to move forward. The first item on the agenda is going to be the approval of the agenda. Before we get to that, a couple of things. I noticed that we have at least a new member to me. Maybe I could ask you to introduce yourself and to the committee and tell us in what position you're here today.
Right. I'm Mike Prox. I represent District 33, North Pole, Badger Road area, outside of Fairbanks, and I'm the alternate on this committee. And Representative Johnson couldn't make it today, so I get my opportunity.
Okay. Well, thank you, and thank you for joining us, and we appreciate your participation with us today. One other thing that's a little bit further down on the agenda, but I think that it's important for people to take a look at the person who's sitting to my right, who is the new ethics administrator, Tamara Maddox. And Tamara, we'd like to welcome you to the committee and maybe give you an opportunity just to tell people how it is you got here and a little bit about your path.
Thank you, Member Thomas, and good morning to Honorable Committee and to all this. Oh, can you guys hear me better now? Okay, great. So good morning to our honorable members and to our distinguished guests. As stated, yes, my name is Tamara Maddox, and I am happy to be here in front of you today as the newly elected Ethics Committee Administrator. I bring to this position a background in regulatory affairs and compliance. Professionally, I've had the honor of serving as a regulatory and legal affairs manager for the Alaska Oil and Gas Association. I have also served as an associate attorney for the Alaska Public Offices Commission. And so I look forward to bringing all the skills that I have honed over the years and the experiences to the important work that this committee does and to its mission, which is to always hold up the highest ethical standards. Also, I grew up here in Anchorage, Alaska. I am a proud service Cougars girl at heart. I always will be. And so I look forward to serving my community in this important role. And I've been welcomed so far by the members of this legislature. And again, I look forward to working alongside of each one of the members here. Thank you for having me.
Okay, well, thank you, Tamara. And she's been on the job for about a month. Luckily, Joyce Anderson, who has been filling in on an interim basis as the staff through the committee, has agreed to stay on and help sort of get Tamara's feet wet. And it's been pretty busy for the last month. So certainly appreciate her coming on and forward to working with her in the future. So with that, the next item is approval of the agenda. One item that I would propose that we
need to take roll call.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot we hadn't done that. So, Tamara, if you could take roll, please.
Yes. Chair, Senator Gary Stevens. Senator Wilson, alternate Gary Stevens. Senator Tobin.
Here.
Senator Olson, alternate Senator Tobin. Senator Hannon.
Representative.
I'm sorry, excuse me, Representative Hannon. Thank you. Representative Josephson, alternate Representative Hannon. Representative Johnson. Representative Prox, alternate Representative Johnson.
Here.
Member Fancher.
Here.
Member Thomas.
Here.
Chair Pitt Cook, on his way. And Member McBeth.
Here.
Through the chair, we have reached a quorum. It should also be noted that we have in attendance with us staff Jackie Eagle and Ethics Committee Consultant Joyce Anderson.
Thank you for that, and once again, welcome. Thank you all for being here in a timely manner. Once again, we're off to the agenda. Approval of the agenda, I would make one request. The management log and formal advice, which is on the agenda under item 6. I would, because of the pressing business of later today, I'm going to suggest that item be moved over to our next meeting, which I think is set for September. So with that proposed change, I would then move for approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Chair Thomas, I guess my question would be the informal advice report being delayed until September is a very long time.
January.
Okay, January. then we'll that would be satisfactory, because the quickly, many of them are questions that would be pertinent to people coming this legislative session and not having those materials available publicly.
Yeah. Did I say January or September?
You said September.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was thrown by that. And even
I don't know where I got that. Good
question. Many things people ask questions about, and I saw that many of them have to do with in session versus out of session, and so the sooner that people have a response formally to those, the better. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. So the next meeting actually is scheduled for early January, and that was what I had. So there's a motion to approve the agenda as amended. Any objections? Hearing none. Agenda is approved as amended. The next item is public comment. Is there anybody in the room to speak to the committee? Seeing none, anybody online, Jackie?
I have no one.
Thank you. With that, the period of public comment is closed. We'll move on. The next item would be introduction of our new ethics administrator, which we've done. We'll move on to approval of the minutes. The first set of minutes is June 12th, 2023. So I will entertain a motion to either accept or revise those minutes. That's the Senate subcommittee of June 12th, 2023.
This is Deb Fancher. I move to accept the minutes of June 12th, 2023.
Any discussion? Any objections to approval of the minutes of June 12th, 2023 for the Senate Subcommittee? Hearing none, the minutes of June 12th, 2023 for the Senate Subcommittee are approved. Next set of minutes that you should have, the September 29th, 2023 full committee meeting. So I would entertain a motion to accept or revise those minutes.
So moved.
Any discussion with respect to the September 29th, 2023 meeting? Any objection to the approval of those minutes? Hearing none, the minutes of September 29th, 2023 full committee meetings are hereby approved. Next item. Is the October 4th, 2023 full committee meeting minutes. I would entertain a motion to accept or revise those.
So moved.
Any discussion or objection to the approval of the October 4th, 2023 full committee meeting minutes? Hearing none, seeing none, minutes of the October 4, 2023 full committee meeting are hereby approved. The next item is under chair staff report. We've delayed the informal advice staff report until the January meeting. And so next item would be public member terms expiring. So, Tamara?
Yes, to the alternate chair. The Select Committee on Legislative Ethics is a body made up of four legislators and five public members, along with alternates. Public members are appointed by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and the current Chief Justice is Honorable Peter Masson. In January 2024, terms will expire for Chair Cook and Member Anderson. Both have agreed to continue serving if reappointed. Member Anderson would be returning to the committee after assisting the Ethics Office through transition, which would likely be around February of 2024. Last, me and Member Anderson, we had the honor of meeting with the Chief Justice to discuss appointing members to the committee and answer any general questions that he had. Any questions regarding that?
Member Chair, if I may speak.
Sure.
This is Joyce Anderson. When we met with the Chief Justice, we talked about the fact that I was a member of the committee and took a leave of absence. so that I could serve as the acting administrator and now as staff to the committee. The Chief Justice did not see a problem with that. So I told him that it would be probably the end of February, which is when my contract is, before I would be able to serve on the committee again. And he had no concerns regarding that, so I just wanted to update the committee that he was okay with the leave of absence. Thank you.
Chair Thomas, could you remind us of the conclusion of the process, mostly so we have it on the public record, of whether there's a confirmation of those members or the Chief Justice has the sole authority to appoint those members?
Cameron, do you?
Yes. Joyce, would you like to speak to that? Thank you.
Hi, this is Joyce Anderson. The process is that the Chief Justice would nominate two individuals to be on the Ethics Committee. Those that are on the Ethics Committee can resubmit their name to be considered again. It is the Chief Justice's call as to whether they would be reappointed or not. And the letter goes to the Speaker and the Senate President, and then it would go to the State Affairs Committee, possibly judiciary, sometimes it's been either or. They would then have a confirmation session during those meetings where they would ask questions of those who have been nominated by the Chief Justice. And then they either forward or they don't forward those names to the full body. And they don't make a recommendation, they just move the names forward.
One follow-up. Thank you, Chair. And under statute, do those members have the authority to act until their confirmation vote is done? Some entities don't and some entities do. I believe the Ethics Committee does, that once nominated, they can have full authority to act and vote and participate pending the confirmation vote by the legislature. But if you could affirm that.
Yes, Representative Hannon. Joyce Anderson again. Yes, that is true. The members serve on the committee until a new appointee. If the Chief Justice submits the letter before session starts, then those members' terms are up but only serve for 30 days unless they're appointed. So the Chief Justice has been apprised of that, and he feels it would be in the best interest of the committee to submit those names after session starts so that the two members who are on the committee whose terms are up would continue to serve until either they're reappointed or someone else is.
Thank you.
Did I answer your question? So the people that were on the committee can continue to serve. That's a little bit different than if they were not on the committee and just not. Any other questions?
Connor? Yeah, I have a related question. We have a vacancy in the alternate member of the committee. And what process, if any, has been made to filling that vacancy?
Yes, through the chair, we have advertised and sent out newsletters in regard to that. I apologize. This is Tamara Maddox. Yes, we have advertised and we have also provided newsletters in regard to the alternate position, and the Chief Justice is aware that that position is open. Ms. Anderson.
And Member Chair, if I may speak as well. There is an individual who was interested to be an alternate member on the committee, so we brought that information with us to the Chief Justice's office and provided that. The Chief Justice also felt, and Tamara will agree with me, that we do need an alternate on the committee in case there's a conflict of interest or if there's some problem with travel or whatever where the individual or a prior commitment. And so he would also nominate an alternate member on the committee at the same time. If there is one to nominate, when he nominates the two members or the two positions that are up. But there seems to be someone who is interested. I talked to the individual myself twice. And so Tamara and I felt it was important to forward that name to the Chief Justice. So he was also going to get in touch with her.
Has there been more than one or only one person that showed interest?
Mr. Chair, there was only one that called, but as Tamara has said, it's been in the newsletter. We've had it in our newsletter. Whenever we send something out, we put it on the bottom. I think we added it when we sent out the notice about Tamara as well. We had it in there, and so we have told them that if they're interested, they don't necessarily have to call us, but they need to submit a letter and a resume to the Chief Justice. So he may have received some other than – he didn't at that point, Tamara, if I'm correct, he didn't have any – or he wasn't aware of any.
Through the chair, I don't believe so.
I have to say, I have to give a little chuckle while we're during the meeting. When we met with the Chief Justice, he said, "I didn't know this was one of my roles." So it was kind of interesting. So we spent quite a while with him talking about the committee and what it does and so forth. So if there are any applications there, he wasn't aware of it, but they should be sent directly to him.
Okay, thank you. The next item on the agenda is Kogel Conference update.
Through the chair. The committee members will be attending the Kogel Conference, which is going to be in Kansas City, Missouri this year, starting on December 3rd through December 6th. All of the public members will be attending, myself and also our in-house counsel, Noah, Manora Klein, correct? He'll be attending as well. So that's the only update that we have at this time.
Anything else? Any questions with respect to that?
Member Chair, if I may comment.
Sure.
Sorry, Tamara. I think it's exciting that we have the four public members going, and we have our inside legal counsel going, who has been working with the Ethics Committee after I talked to him for 2 years. I wasn't aware of how long he had been assigned to the Ethics Committee. He is very excited to go and find out what other states do and how they deal with issues regarding questions. Whether, you know, their statutes regarding the ethics area and their statutes and so forth. So he's looking at it as a very enlightening experience. And normally when people come back from the COCO conference, they give a little recap at the meeting. So I would suggest that we add him to our agenda at that time so he can talk about his experience as well.
Any other questions with respect? Okay. Next item is any other business before the full committee?
May I make a call? This morning, first thing I woke up, I said I'm better double check and make sure what time this meeting starts. And I grabbed my blue book, and on the front it said 9:30, and I forgot that we had changed the times. So my apologies, and thanks to Connor for taking over.
Anyway, we're glad you made it. So any other business?
I'll just mention for the chair, if I may. The next meeting will be held, our January 2024 meeting will be held on January 9th at 9:30. That meeting will be here in the Anchorage LIO, not be in Juneau this year. And we expect that meeting to go until about 12:30. That will be a full committee meeting and also a House subcommittee meeting. And so we'd like to see if we can get a confirmation of members who will be attending that meeting on January 9th.
Nope.
January 9th at 9:30.
The location of the meeting?
It will be here in Anchorage, LIO. Will not be in Juneau this year.
Not in Juneau.
Anybody who is aware that schedule will not permit them to be meeting that date time?
Connor, Deb Fancher, if I may, we might want to, instead of 12:30, just because we pushed off that a couple of those items, do we want to consider maybe making that not be till 12:30, or is that not something we want to do at this time?
Well, the chair, I believe that we have the room to do that, but if we wanted to move that, I'd need to confirm that today. The rooms book up pretty fast.
Go ahead, Joyce.
Mr. Chair, I would say I don't remember when you booked the room if it was open the rest of the day, but I'm sorry I keep interrupting, but it's my history with the committee. I do believe we need to go past 12:30. We have quite a few things that will be on our agenda. Our full committee agenda is going to be pretty full because we save things for the first of the year when we usually have what we call our annual meeting. And then we're going to have a House subcommittee meeting, which could take some considerable time. So I think we should check to make sure that we can have the room after that time. Jackie, do you think you could run out and see if... Okay, Jackie can run out and check and see if the meeting, if the room is available. I believe it is. I almost forgot. Sorry.
I would say I would agree with that. I mean, normally what's happened in the past is we sort of estimate how long a meeting's going to last. Most of the times we're wrong, and it goes longer. And so unless we run into a problem with the room, usually you can continue on. So I think if we see if the room could be available to us. If we got done, it would be great.
This is Luki Tobin for the record. While we wait, can we take a brief at ease?
Sure, if you'd like to. At ease. While we're waiting on her.
I was thinking later.
Okay, through the chair. Yes, we've verified and confirmed that we have a full range right now of availability, so we can book room for as long as we need to. Are we looking at 1:30, or what time would work best for everyone?
Go ahead and weigh in.
This is Deb Fancher. I would recommend going till 2:30. That way we have two extra hours. People can pencil that in for calendars that seem to be getting excessively crowded. And I would recommend till 2:30 if that's acceptable to everyone.
I would say, through the chair, that for people coming from outside Anchorage find this sort of scheduling difficult. As we get here and then we leave early and we don't have reservations on the right flight, or we're a little bit later and then we miss a flight. So, insofar as possible, we should develop an agenda that everyone can work with, not just those people living in Anchorage.
Do you have a suggestion on what might work best for your travel schedule?
Well, I think that in terms of coming in, the 8:30 starting time is better. Otherwise, we'd sit for those of us coming from Fairbanks. Because there's a connecting flight, even though it's dreadful, 3 o'clock in the morning, 5:30 flight. So, but I don't know for those coming from the southeast for Sarah's comment.
Thank you, through the chair. My comment would be 8:30 means if I'm coming from Juneau, you have to fly in the night before. The morning flight from Juneau gets here just before 9. So a 9:30 start allows full participation in the day. Certainly I could come the night before, but costs a lot more money to come up the night before and spend a night. So a 9:30 start allows, if the weather and plates are on time, full participation in the meeting by making it a day trip.
And you can actually work with a 9:30 start, right? It's just that you've got...
Well, I can find things to do between.
Between. But otherwise, I guess that she would be, have to come in, which is what I have to do.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to point out that we have two alternates with us today, so we don't know whether Senator Stevens and Representative Johnson are able to make the January 9th meeting. So I think it's important that after we are finished with our business today that we check with both of them to make sure. And then it's always, not that I don't want the alternates, but it's always nice at our first annual meeting to have all of the regular members on the committee. So I think it's important that we do check with them. And then if not, Senator Wilson and Senator Prox, Prox can let us know if they're available as well.
And
Representative Prox.
This particular date's been vetted in earlier, though, isn't it?
Pardon the chair, yes,
this, it has. This date's been vetted people earlier.
Senator Stevens and Representative.
I don't know who all, but I know it was with me.
I could. I do know that Rep. Johnson will be in town that day because she committed to an event with myself the night prior. So she, I believe, it depends on how she's feeling. She had a recent medical procedure, so it's just on the recovery time. And Senator Stevens and I have been playing tag, but he should be in town close to that time period. But if not, then I am available to attend. For that, and I'm emailing him now to try to get a confirmation from him and then lay it him or his staff to know so we can get a response for sure from to the Ethics Committee.
Thank you.
I was just going to say, for the chair, for me, yes, the dates have been vetted. I've been in contact with all members and alternates about the date, and that's why we scheduled it on that day. So I do believe that we've discussed availability. So and then we can also obviously have the room until 2:30. So.
Okay. Any other?
Mr. Chair, if I could comment as well, this is really the first time that we're going to have our January meeting here in Anchorage, for those of you that have been on the committee before. Tamara and I talked about it, and this is what we call sort of an off year for ethics for training. So there's going to be a small number of individuals there. Also means that the members of the Ethics Committee do not need to attend training this year, but they will next year. So that's when we usually do everything in January. And since that's not happening this year, Tamara suggested we have it here in Anchorage, and I was like, well, I think that's a good idea. So so this will be the first time here in Anchorage, and I think that maybe down the road we might want to consider that as every other year. Have one in Juneau and have one here, which would then save some travel time for not everyone, of course, but and if it works out. So I just wanted to mention that this is the first time in Anchorage.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments regarding the meetings? It sounds like we're on that date. Have the room.
And Connor, the time, 9:30 to 2:30, correct? Is that what I hear? Yes. Perfect.
All right. With that, you know, everybody's been so speedy here that maybe we can revisit our earlier decision with respect to the informal advice. We do have time. The next meeting doesn't start at 9:30. And so unless there's objection, I would move us back to the informal advice and have people ask whatever questions, if any, they may have with respect to the informal advice that's in fact, unless there's objection. Hearing none. So we'll take up the informal advice that everybody should have documented.
Through the chair, the staff report that you have today before you covers September 22nd through the 23rd, September 22nd through November 7th, 2023. And in this time frame, the Ethics Office covered issues ranging from board membership to social media. And I'm happy to speak to the advice given, but as you know, the Ethics Committee consultant is here, and she was in the acting administrator role for majority of the time, and so she's also able to speak to the advice provided during on the staff report.
I do have one question with respect to the very first one, board membership. Is that right? I mean, if a person's acting as an attorney for a board, and that person is required to report that as a board membership?
Mr. Chair, if I could respond. The individual who called said that he was on the board as legal counsel, so it is considered a member of a board because he was doing dual role, and maybe I should have put that in there, and I apologize.
Yeah, I mean, because to me, the way I read that was if a person's acting as an attorney for the board, then they have to disclose this as a board membership, which I was surprised. So, yeah, I get it if he's actually on the
board. Right. I'll put down in here that he had a dual role as a board member and legal counsel.
Okay. Senator?
For the record, Lukey Tobin. We just wanted to mention, I know on page 5 there was a question around social media accounts, and I am looking forward to the U.S. Supreme Court's decision that should be coming soon regarding how public officials should be using their social media accounts and what they can post on their social media accounts. I think guidance would be really helpful, as I know this has been an area that there has been much concern and there's been many inquiries into this committee, and I am waiting on bated breath to know what their decision and what their determination might be.
Senator Tobin, through the chair, do you know if they are they scheduled to make a decision? Are they going to hear it? Are they going to hear a case on this? Or tell me how that process is going to work.
Again, for the record, Lukey Tobin, from my understanding, they heard the case in October.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Just a comment that at Kogel last year, that whole area of concern was voiced by nearly every level of legislative ethics in the country.
Any other comments, questions? Staff, respect to the staff report.
Chair, I have one minor thing. On page 4, the first one under state resources, I would like to remove the word no. And the reason is that the legislative library is open to the public. So it's asking if a legislator may use this for personal use, and why I put no there, I don't know, because the first one definitely is available for public use. The other two are agencies within the legislative arena, and that states what their duties are. And so I guess I'll just take the no out, and that will explain that the first one is okay.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed that too. I mean, it's no to the first one. I mean, it's yes to the first one, but no to the rest, correct?
So that's why I wanted to take the no out there, and we'll just leave the, if it's okay, leave the rest of the verbiage.
Other suggestions, questions? Go ahead, Chair.
Senator Wilson. Also on page 5 under state resources, there's a difference in reports of APOC. May a legislator ask his or her legislative staff to help prepare APOC reports? I thought that was just for the initial financial disclosures and the letter that we have to do each year for our, I think it is, I forgot the name of it. It's not the letter, but it's our annual report. We list our financial disclosures and reminding of that, but not for campaign-related activities unless that's off the clock and not using state resources to do campaign-related activities for APOC. Should that be different?
Mr. Chair, if I may. Thank you, Senator Wilson. I agree with you. It was the LFD, which is called the Legislative Financial Disclosure. I will definitely add that there. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Ms. Anderson, you may also want to note, my understanding is there's a second APOC report that is allowed, which is POET accounts,
yes.
Public officials accounts, because those are used in the execution of your duties and the office that you've been elected to, that report is also acceptable to have state staff on.
And Mr. Chair, if I may add, actually, it was the LFD they called about, but I think I will add that at the end, that the POET account is also a report that can be done by staff. Thank you.
Anything else? Any other comments? And once again, any other business before the committee?
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
I wanted to just ask and note for our minutes today that Representative Julie Colomb from Anchorage has been with us the entirety. She is a first-term legislator, and it's been a pleasure to get to know and work with her. And as you can tell, you know, the Ethics Committee, in theory, hopefully our work is
very routine and not glamorous. It's not the most community participatory kinds of meetings. And I'm sure that she has other things she could be doing. So I really appreciate her taking the time to come and sit with us this morning as a member of the legislature.
Welcome. And if you're looking for a committee assignment, don't forget us. Okay, with that, any other business? All right, entertain a motion to adjourn.
This is Deb Fancher, so moved.
Without objection, the full committee is adjourned. The time is 9:15. Today's date, November 29th, 2023. Thank you all so much.